This is an ordinance, excuse me, to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.9192 acres more or less. Property is located south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, 800 feet east of Harbison Road, being Route 5. The 911 address is 26526 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison. Tax map ID is District 235, map 30, parcel 63 and 63.01. For the benefit of the record, this application was received on December 28th of 2015. The copy of the survey showing some existing improvements in entrance location were shown. We did receive comments from Department of Transportation. There was a form of a letter dated November 25th of 2015, and it did have an attached support facilities report. Those comments reference that the department, being DLDOT, cannot predict the site strip generation with enough accuracy to make a traffic impact study useful, and that the department recommends that this rezoning application be considered without a traffic impact study, and that the need for a traffic impact study be evaluated when a subdivision or land development plan is proposed. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments. They were dated March 8th, 2016. They referenced that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer or water district, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed change of zone is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and therefore a concept plan is not required. I will advise the commission that this site has had two previous conditional use applications approved, and reference that conditional use number 1321 for Custom Framers LLC for an office for a contractor and equipment storage was approved by council on February 1st of 2000. And condition use number 1746 was applied for by JCBB LLC to amend and expand conditional use 1321 to allow for an office, showroom, and artist space, which was approved by council on October 14th of 2008 with conditions. Gentlemen, that's all I have. I received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. Is there someone here representing this application this evening?
Mr. Chairman, I do not see the applicant present.
This microphone is on. I'll try again. Calling for anyone that is representing change of zone number 1794 JCBB LLC. Do we have someone representing this application this evening?
What we can do, Mr. Chairman, is just put it to the end of the meeting and we'll call it again. If not, it'd be denied for lack of a record.
So noted as Mr. Robertson, we will table this at the time and we will come back to it. Mr. Lang, I'm going to ask you if you would then please move on to our next public hearing, which is change of zone number 1797, the applicant being John P. Disharoon and Sherry B. Mr. Lang may need a moment to get...
Bear with me, sir.
We will bear with you, sir.
The next application of change of zone number 1797, the application of John P. Disharoon and Sherry. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to an LI2 light industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 9.822 acres more or less. The property is located at the southwest corner of Sussex Highway, being U.S. Route 13, and Allen Mill Road, being Road 454A. The 911 address, there was none available since it is acreage and no improvements. The tax map ID is District 532, map 13, and is a part of parcel number 51. I will advise the commission this application was filed on January 29th of 2016 with the appropriate surveys for rezoning. We did receive comments from DLDOT. Those comments were in the form of a letter and support facilities report dated December 2nd of 2015, and they reference that the size of the proposed industrial space does not meet DLDOT's warrants for requiring a traffic impact study. that the respective land is located along US Route 13, thereby subject to the policies of the Corridor Capacity Preservation Program. That the program's primary goal is to manage and preserve the traffic capacity and safety of the existing highway. That the US Route 13 is a limited access highway, and that the property owner can obtain site access via Allen's Mill Road. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division also provided comments on March 8th of 2016, and they referenced that the site is located in the Del Mar Future Growth and Annexation Area, that an on-site septic is proposed, that conformity to the Northwestern Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed metal shop is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. Received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Tremendous. Thank you. Someone here representing this application? That'd be Mr. Christian Berry.
Good evening, gentlemen. Ken Christian Berry, Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. I'm going to make my first attempt at using Janelle's toy here, so you'll have to bear with me as I'm fairly computer literate, but I haven't used this particular device before. I'm going to zoom in a little bit so y'all can get a sense of where we are. We first approached your staff about the property back in the fall and discussed possible zoning alternatives for the property because the applicants currently run an operation called the Metal Shop. They've been in business for about a decade. They've been in their current location for about 3 years, but they've been leasing space all that time, and they'd like to own their own location. We talked about conditional uses, and enough of their uses were specific to light industrial, and I'll get to that a little bit later, that a conditional use didn't quite seem to be appropriate for their actual intentions, so that light industrial did appear to be the appropriate use. The entire property it included about 15 acres. Before the zoning application was filed, a minor subdivision was created whereby the rear 5 acres that are adjacent to adjoining residential properties, essentially from this tree line, from this tree line here, front 400 feet of the property closest to Highway 13 is the subject of the application. The rear 200 feet here is to remain AR1. Now, based on a 1998 field study, this wooded area is all regulated wetlands. We're, of course, going to have to update that before we go to construction drawings. But to the west, we have created a buffer with an agricultural zoning. To the south, we have a buffer from wetlands. To the north and to the east, we are actually abutting zonings that are very comparable to what we're requesting. To the north is C1 general commercial. Across the highway is a non-conforming use that's on land that's still zoned AR, but has a commercial use on it. There's C1 general commercial here. To the northeast is heavy industrial and a huge section of light industrial. And I forgot to use the clear the ink. Sorry. To the north is a very large section of light industrial and additional commercial along the Route 13 corridor. To the west, down Allen's Mill Road, of course, is the Allen's Mill chicken plant. So, and all this gray area here has already been annexed or is the subject of annexation applications. Mr. Ryan wasn't quite sure which it was, but the,